Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. And yesterday, we talked about the TV show Family Matters, not the Drake song, but the TV show Family Matters and how it ranked with as far as shows with black people and all that stuff. And it kind of, I ran across this clip. Shout out to Kev on stage. Very funny guy, in my opinion. He always come up with some good, funny topics. And he came up with this, man. Here's a question for Kev on stage.
The top movies that black people will get mad at you say you haven't seen.
Coming to America. If you ain't seen Coming to America, what is you doing?
Why are you alive?
Why are you what's the point of you?
Why, why are you alive?
Get the hell out, actually.
Get out.
Harlem Nights.
Yeah.
The blacks.
You was way behind schedule.
The blacks ain't having it.
Especially to be as black and as movie as you are.
But I've seen it now. But see, this is the problem. Even when you do the black stuff that you shouldn't have done, people just get mad that you...
You got to get thrown on the grill.
Yeah, you took too long to get there.
Yeah, you took, yeah. Nah, if you take too long to see a black movie,
classic,
then you still gonna get roasted for this.
A classic.
I will say, Figgy, you kind of hurt my feelings going into the break.
What happened
when you said you assumed that I hadn't seen most of these movies?
Yeah, no. Like, I guarantee. I'm glad you.
I'm gonna be completely honest.
Yeah, let's look through this list, man.
Yeah.
You got Boys in the Hood on here. I'm sure you. Yes. I think you've seen that.
Yes.
Set It Off. Have you seen Set It Off?
No.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one, man. Hey, why is you alive, man?
Why am I alive? Nah. I ask myself that a lot.
Have you seen New Jack City?
Yes.
Good. Very okay. Nice. That's a movie.
Friday, I'm assuming you've seen Friday. Menace to Society.
Sorry to say no.
It's solid. Man. Solid. You ain't see that?
Okay. Yeah. I've heard good things, but I haven't seen it.
You're going to have to check that out. Have you seen the movie Juice?
Nope.
Ah, you got to see that, man. What the hell is wrong with you, man?
Why am I alive?
Get the hell out.
This is funny because, like, there's clearly a really long list here, but this is just black movies. Like, we all do this, though. Like, there are so many films, and the reason why I know this is I am one of those dudes that just not seen some of these movies that people are like, how have you not seen this? Like, just in the break.
Yeah.
Because Cam on the YouTube said, 3 movies everyone needs to see. Menace Society, Paid in Full, Tombstone. I was like, I haven't seen Tombstone. And you, what did you say?
It's awesome. I can't believe you didn't see Tombstone. Yeah. I haven't seen Tombstone.
I mean, it did come out when I was 1 year old. But
that doesn't matter.
I have not.
Some of these did.
You seen New Jack City?
Yeah, some of these did.
Yeah, that came out before I was born, I want to say.
But, so what am I? I'm 2 for 4.
Oh, you're really counting the points on this?
I really am. Yeah, no, 3 for 5.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Yeah, you're saying above the rim?
No, 3 for 6. Oh, sorry. Above the rim, yes.
Okay. Paid in Full?
Yes.
Do the Right Thing?
Yes.
Poetic Justice?
Nope.
Not a Tupac fan. Yeah. I get it.
Dead Presidents?
Nope.
Oh, you got to see that, man. What's wrong with you, man? I knew,
are we just going to do this? You're just going to, Lopez, you got to watch all of these. Now, you have 2 weeks to watch all 50.
Give me a couple more.
Here.
I think I'm going to be over 500.
Come, I'm going to just scatter through these.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, while you're scattering through, I want you guys to text in. What are the movies that you guys have not seen that people have given you hell about?
The one I haven't seen, still to this day, I haven't seen it. Belly. I never seen Belly.
Yeah, but isn't Belly basically just like a really long music video? Or
but everybody back in the day is like, you gotta see Belly. I couldn't get past the first part, man. Yeah. It just looked so. The production.
Oh, you didn't like the view, the look of it.
Yeah,
it that was that's the appeal of Belly.
I just couldn't get into it, man.
Fair enough. Touche.
So you're gonna bounce around with a few more?
Yeah. You seen Hustle and Flow, right?
Yes,
you
seen Hustle and Flow.
You look like Hustle and Flow.
Yeah,
guy.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. House Party. You seen House Party?
Hidden Play.
I don't think so.
Oh, really? What?
Yeah,
what?
I don't think so.
What the hell is wrong?
I know.
All right. Okay.
Come on, man.
Get out of here.
Think he's getting hot.
Now, Waist Deep.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put that movie on the list, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Love Don't Cost a Thing.
Nope.
Jason's Lyric.
Nope.
Oh, you haven't seen Jason's Lyric, man.
I think I'm doing okay.
And by the way, hey, Jason Lyric's, that's a hometown thing
there,
man.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
And they actually doing a play about that. I think I seen it from the Houston Chronicle that Alan Payne is performing Jason's Lyric on stage. Crooklyn.
Hell yes.
Okay. Belly.
Nope.
Oh, we talked about Belly. Soul Plane.
Yes.
Okay. The Best Man.
Nope.
Mo Money.
I think so. What is that?
That's a Wayans Brothers.
Yes. I know which one. Yeah, I've seen Mo Money.
Okay. Why do you got Moonlight on here? You don't have to see.
I'm good on Moonlight.
You ain't got to see that. That ain't like a black.
Yeah. I mean, but the Oscar winning.
I'll tell you this. I'll just go through I'm looking at the list now. I have not seen pretty much all the other ones on the list except for Love and Basketball. I saw that.
Baby Boy? You seen Baby Boy?
I have not seen Baby Boy. Coming to America, of course. Brown Sugar, of course. White Chicks, of course. Drumline, I've seen. Pretty much everything else I have not seen.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, Harlem Nights I've seen, of course. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
It is very fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to Della Reese, amongst a lot of other people.
Mm-hmm.
This is very fun. I want to do more of this. Keep letting me know the movies that you have not seen that people have given you hell for, because from the 832, 36 years old, never seen any of the Godfather movies.
Oh wow, that's almost impossible.
I know people were whooping your keister.
You almost watch it by accident at somebody else's house or something.
Yeah, but out of all these movies, I want us to pick a movie for John to watch.
That I haven't seen.
That you haven't seen. Let's do it like a little top three.
Okay.
You should watch it and
you
come
tell
back
me.
And bring
y'all tell me top three that I haven't seen that I've mentioned.
You said you seen New Jack City, right?
I have seen New Jack City.
You say you seen School Days?
I have not seen School Days.
Mm.
I feel like School Days is a good one.
Okay,
let me write this down.
I was thinking. I feel like Juice is one of my favorite movies. You gotta see Juice.
Yeah, put Juice on
School
there.
Days. Juice.
Yeah,
that's a homework assignment. I like it.
I mean, we about to be on a plane. Is that
that's what I'm talking about?
Is that something although I'm gonna be reading a book on the plane. I'm gonna be that guy.
Oh man.
But I haven't been able to I bought like 5 books since the last time I actually finished a book.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really, you know, digging a hole here on this reading list that I'm not getting to at all.
Yeah. Another movie I think you gotta see, Players Club.
I haven't seen that.
You got to see the Players Club.
I haven't seen
man.
Players Club either.
Oh, what? Wait. What? Oh.
Oh, you don't want me to actually answer these?
Hey, I expect that from John Lopez.
I'm telling you.
You never seen the Players Club?
I'm going to be real disappointed. I'm going to turn this disappointment elsewhere. For the 281, they said I was the only white guy when I went to see Barbershop. Also, I haven't seen Top Gun. I had not seen Top Gun.
I haven't seen Top Gun
until
either.
I hadn't seen Top Gun until maybe 4 years ago.
Really?
Or so. I think y'all might be doing a lot. Although the action scenes, incredible. Like I think.
That new Top Gun is even better.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm gonna do tomorrow? I'm gonna do all non-black movies. People get upset about if you haven't saw, because I have not seen Top Gun either. I just couldn't get into
it. So Juice, I'm writing them down.
Juice.
That was a good one.
Sorry. School Days.
Mm-hmm. School Days is one I want for sure.
And Players Club.
Okay.
Okay, very good.
All right, cool, man.
I'm on it.
I'm glad that I don't got
3.5 hour flight.
Yeah, I'm glad that I don't have homework right now. Somebody said Baby Boy is one that we should make him see.
Yeah. That one, I'm surprised you ain't see that on accident. That used to come on.
I'm familiar, but I've never seen it.
Well, on what channel was he watching?
Well, BET.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Yeah. As we all know.
John's more of an MTV guy.
Get out of here.
BET stays on John's house. We know that.
Or Telemundo guy.
Yeah, well, man.
What are you doing?
Occasionally. Occasionally.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, so since it's cold outside, man, I wanted to get to some audio that I feel like people was just being so cold at. So, Brendan Williams, who played in the, not Brendan Williams, Brendan Haywood.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played in the NBA for some years. And his last season was with the Cavs in 2015. Mm-hmm. And he played with LeBron. And he was telling a story about how LeBron used to coach up his teammates on the Cavs, and whenever he ran across somebody that wasn't really coachable,
mm-hmm.
he just like done with them, kind of send them out
like they're dead to him.
Yeah, and This happened to Dion Waiters. Remember Dion Waiters?
Oh, yeah.
Waiters Island.
So mm-hmm. apparently Coach LeBron couldn't coach him up, so he turned it to GM LeBron and traded his ass out. And this is Brendan Haywood telling the story.
Dion and Lawrence, he had to go, so they traded they traded him.
Yeah.
Cole Butler. He's from Philly, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
They traded him in Philly in the middle of the national anthem. True story.
No.
That's crazy.
I promise you. I mean, we're looking around. And
he didn't even play?
Huh?
He didn't play that game.
I mean, hell no.
He got traded in the middle of the national anthem. They went and yanked him out the lineup. They cut the lights. They start singing, "Oh, Say Can You See?" And we see security walk out of there and grab like, "Hey, you, get out of here." You know, like what? In his hometown, his whole family sitting there in the front row, Meek Mill, everybody.
Damn. Meek
Mill. Hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Y'all thought I was finished?
My man got levicted, man.
That's crazy.
Finding out you're getting traded in the middle of that national anthem.
That makes it worse, man.
In your hometown of Philly, where your family sitting in the crowd.
I know you had to pay for hella tickets for people to come and watch the game.
Yes.
You done warmed up. You did all your stretching. Here we go.
Yeah.
Let's get the game going, actually. Yeah,
party started, party over.
You have a plane to catch, friend.
Yeah, get out of here.
Man. I've seen players like baseball, especially come off the field.
Yeah.
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 No, we've seen that.
Middle of the anthem?
In his hometown?
In his hometown.
That was cold. Was that cold? That was cold-blooded.
Yeah, very cold.
Yeah.
Another one, Joey Porter Sr., who played with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mm-hmm. His son currently played for the Pittsburgh Steelers,
that's right.
Joey Porter Jr., and they were on Hard Knocks last night. And,
oh, I forgot about
or, that. Or was it last night? It might have been.
No, it was last night. Last night, Tuesday.
Yeah, and
I know I was forgetting some.
Yeah.
And Big Joey was talking about how much he hate the AFC North.
Oh, wow.
He hate these teams in the AFC North. Let me know if this is really cold-blooded, how much he hate the AFC North.
It's way more intense than anybody can speak on it. Like, it's literally from the time, like, I don't even eat in Cleveland. I never eat in Cincinnati, and I never eat in Baltimore. Like, they could just forget about it. They talk about the good crab in Baltimore.
Yeah.
I ain't never had it.
Is well, that hate? Is that
yes?
Hate?
But is that, what does he eat on the road trips?
Yeah, that's what I was about to. I was about to ask, like, is that beef or is that for protection purposes? Hey, is that because he's gonna be hated so much that he's like, hey, I don't know what y'all gonna put in this food, so I'm not eating in this town.
He probably bring a lunch. He probably have
packs
a,
his own. He's a lunch pail guy.
That's typically mean what they mean when they say it. Yep, that's exactly what they mean.
Yeah, he probably bring a sandwich, and a bag of chips, and a little juice box.
That sounded real to me, man.
Yeah, no, that was 100% real.
That sounded real.
I don't even know if you have players like that in the NFL now.
Yeah, I won't even eat in your city.
Yeah, that despise the team so much, I ain't even eating here. Like, I'm staying in a hotel, Joe Kim Noah style.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine that. I don't know what I hate so much that I would deny myself food just to prove a point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Yeah. All right, the last one, I'll get y'all out of here on this. Mike Brown, who is the coach for the Sacramento Kings,
mm-hmm.
Actually had a really good win on Sunday. He pretty much blew out the Jazz. I think it was like 141-97.
Mm-hmm.
And this was him after the game, and I want to see if y'all kind of understand what he's trying to get in our brains.
You just need to be methodical by stacking or playing the right way, possession after possession, 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 after possession.
What else?
After possession, after possession, after possession, after possession, after possession, after possession.
This is not Luke.
After possession. After possession.
Your radio is still working correctly.
After possession. After possession. After possession.
I thought there was a scratch on the record like back in my high school days.
There you go.
Gotta move the needle. Gotta move the needle.
Hey, he wanted to make it clear, man.
That's just a stupid bit.
Sometimes you gotta run out the clock on the
presser. After a win.
You just gotta run out the clock on the presser, man.
It's just, that's exactly what
I'm not answering no more questions, baby.
You say, y'all get what I'm saying now?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. It sounded like back in the day when I was in high school, you had to move the needle when you had a scratch on the record.
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Mike Brown, man. Like that.
No shout out.
No, shout out to Mike Brown. He was like, look, I'm going to make this point and I'm going to commit to the bid. That's what you got to do. You got to commit to the bid. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That was Figgy's mixtape. You hear at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. Hit our guy up at the Figgy Fig on all social
on
media.
On everything.
If you see anything that you feel like is worth being in the mixtape. Coming up next, we get ready to hand it over to the guys of The Drive, Clint Ron. They're getting ready for their broadcast. But before we get there, what are you excited for? How excited are you for NBA Cup quarterfinals, Rockets, Warriors? We'll do that next.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.